Don't move. Stay right there. The only exit from this room is the door behind me. And that door you're looking at right now leads to my bedroom, from which there are no other exits. Good luck with the window, though I don't envy whomever is tasked with cleaning up your corpse after the fall. That's better. And now... now you will explain to me what the hell you're doing here rummaging through my belongings. Fuck. I've had such a shitty day, and what do I return home to? A fucking thieving rat in my quarters. Just a cherry on top of a shit pile. Now instead of getting a chance to relax and put it all behind me, I have to deal with you. Take off the mask. I said, take off the stupid fucking mask. Oh, great, a brat. Is this a Thieves Guild idea of a sick joke? To send a little girl to steal from the captain of the guard? Did they think you wouldn't be caught? Or did they just want to laugh at me and the whole guard tower for being burglarized by a kid? What? Not so little. Almost 20? Ha! Might as well still be a child. You do have quite a developed body. But your face gives you away. What a pain in the ass. I caught you, so now I'll have to file the report. Even more paperwork. Just what I needed in my life. Why couldn't you just fucking stay away? You do realize how serious this is. It's not a matter of simple theft anymore. Breaking into a city official's private quarters is akin to treason. If I put you in jail, it'll be years before you see sunlight again. And you're such a young and pretty girl. What a waste. Why did you become a thief? Is this the life your parents wanted for you? No parents, huh? Well, go figure. It always saddens me when kids like you have to live on the street. Let you go? Why would I do that? Hey, kid, it's nothing personal. And I certainly don't enjoy putting little girls into the dungeon, but I can't just let you go. Oh, you have two younger siblings to take care of. I've heard that story 1,000 times. You all have a fucking sick mother, or 7 little brothers, or a bucket of puppies you have to provide for. Do you really expect me to believe you? And now you're crying. Great. Just one more fucking headache. Well, let's get this over with. Turn around so I can bind your hands. Huh? What are you saying? Will I let you go if you suck me off? That's funny. Why would you ever think something like that could work? What? Your older lady friend told you it works every time. Sounds like the boys and I need to have a little talk about taking bribes. Again. Well, now you found out it doesn't work every time. At least not on me. So don't try that again if you know it's good for you. You're a funny kid. You know you're as crimson as a tomato right now. Hey! Hey, get off! What are you doing? When did you manage to unbuckle? Oh. What? What's with looking so surprised? Never seen a hard cock up close before? Wait, don't tell me. Son of a bitch! You're a virgin, aren't you? More the reason I should put this thing away. It's too early for you. Now, be a good girl and stop clutching my pants so I can put them back. Don't kiss it! What the hell? Oh. Oh. You know what? Fuck it. Do what you want, I don't care anymore. Oh, fuck. You look so hot, planting so many kisses on my shaft. Oh, but it won't get me off. What's with that lost look? Do I have to teach you now? Oh, I actually do. Well, try to lick it. Oh yeah, like that. Good girl. Oh, lick it all the way up from the base. Oh, holy shit. Oh yeah, yeah. Swirl your tongue around the tip. A single drop. You're quite pervy for a virgin, you know that? 10 minutes ago, you were red-faced and stuttering when you were offering to suck me off. Now you can't get enough of my cum. Oh, fuck. What a prime role model for an officer I am. Seducing little girls into giving me blowjobs. I let my lust get ahead of my better judgment. What are you grinning for? You do realize you just sucked off a stranger to bribe him into letting you go. What? Not a stranger? Everyone knows the captain of the guard? What am I going to do with you? Maybe I should keep you. I'm joking. You're not some kitten I brought in from the street. Don't meow at me. God damn it. Your lady friend was right. It works. I won't put you in jail. This time. But you should stop being a thief. It's not a life for a girl like you. You know, I can help you find a job. Like, put a word in so they take you as a maid in the castle? It should provide enough for your family. And I can help too. Hey, what are you hugging me for? I haven't done anything yet. Really, what am I going to do with you?